You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Today's show, we're going to talk about a very unique and interesting topic that probably doesn't get a lot of discussion, electromagnetic fields, otherwise known as EMFs. To discuss this topic, we have with us Joseph Dumanoff with Spectral Analytical Sciences. Joe has a broad career that spans many different industries. He's been a clinical medical expert. He's a molecular biologist. I believe you have so many credentials after your name. I don't even know where to start. But Joe, welcome to our show.
Welcome.
Thank you for this very important interview. You're doing a tremendous service to the public regarding this topic.
Right. So before we break down what EMFs are all about and, you know, the perceptions and misperceptions about them, just give us your brief bio, but not too long, because we could spend the whole show talking about your 40-year career and all your publications and, you know, your journals and your editing of peer reviews. So, yeah, just a brief. Give us the synopsis.
Well, I'm going to mention some relative things. I come from Salzburg, Austria, which is going to be relevant later on in our discussion. Okay. Interestingly, my family grew up in Nikola Tesla's neighborhood. He was the pioneer developer of AC electricity, as known worldwide. I started off my career early on. I was always into the sciences. One of the earliest things I did with electronics was build a geranium radio in the very early 60s. I still have it.
Wow.
I later on always owned microscopes, telescopes, and then I wound up working in electronics. I worked for a local radio TV store, and then I wound up working at RCA. I got my diploma from RCA, and I became an electronics communications expert and a journeyman with the Electronics Communications Union. Mm-hmm. I later on went into work with IBM, worked on all types of systems, networking, communications, cellular. And then later on, I got called into the medical research field because a family member got ill, and that tied in the electron with the clinical molecular biology I've been working with.
Wow. Okay, that's super impressive. So let's start off explaining, first of all, what is an electromagnetic field and what causes it? Because give us the simplistic version.
A simple version of the EMF, the electromagnetic field, are electrons around you, and when it's a field, it can be in a pattern or it can just be dispersed uncontrollably. It just, you know, just spreads out. But typically, the electromagnetic field that people refer to is the low frequency fields that are produced by your AC electricity in the home, outside, and other areas.
Right. So basically, with real estate, there's a lot of fear about having a house situated too close to high tension wires. Yep. So basically, the electromagnetic field is caused by the circuit that's going through those wires, and that's giving off an energy source. And the closer you are, I remember from physics, it's like 1/d². So it gets less and less the further away you go. But that's where the fear starts with being too close. I guess you're too close to that energy field. There could be some bad bad health effects. That's the vibe that people have.
You two are very scientific, and I'm very simple minded. And I heard about this just somebody else said, you read somewhere. A lot of people don't understand, you know, the really detailed science part of it. But they just feel if there's a high tension wire or if there's a cell tower, and they could affect their health. But whether it is or not, we don't know.
Well, that is where the medical science comes in.
Yes.
This is where my expertise is. There are instances where the tower is right in the backyard, absolutely no problem. In other cases, it can be hundreds of feet away, and it can have fields that can have an influence on health.
Yeah. Wow. Now, just to get into that, why would that be? Because why would some towers close to you not be bad, but other towers that are further away cause such a problem? Is it because couldn't the regulatory authorities do something with those towers to tone them down so that they're all within a certain emission level?
That's relatively true. The industry overall does an excellent job in maintaining in complying with regulations regarding these fields, you know, proximate to human habitations. The problem is sometimes there's more voltages than are to be there. They built many of the homes in the 50s and 60s, and you have to understand that was a long time ago when the population of the country was half, and there was half the amount of electricity traveling through there. So these homes were built at a time when the levels were very low, and now 50 years later, the house is still there, and now you got double the amount of voltage and current traveling through.
I see. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But that's only part of it. You also have issues sometimes inside the home. It's much stronger than outdoor for many, many different reasons. Okay, people call me and they say, oh, I got a tower in my backyard. I go, absolutely no problem. But you're in the home through the various issues and appliances and various wiring that the fields are very, very strong.
Wow.
Right, that's,
You know, I mean, you mentioned about the appliances, right? I mean, I have been a big fan of the fryers, you know, the air fryers. I remember the task we worked together that day in Monroe home, and you measured the outside, it was absolutely no problem. But the microwave, right, you measured it's like you have to certain distance. So I now I'm very careful when I use microwave. But how about the fry dryers, air fryers, I'm sorry.
When it comes to ovens, stoves, other electrical devices in the home, it depends on the frequency. For an example, a microwave oven produces EMF, the low frequency, but it also produces the RF, ultra high frequencies, which are the microwaves. They're completely different types of fields.
Okay.
And they are often totally misread. Okay. So you have to consider that also. And my guidance to my clients, patients, agents, I say, look, if you have a property to look at, you need to have the whole spectrum understood and examined.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right. So let's talk about the device that you use to measure the EMFs. If you're consulted to evaluate the outside of the home, the inside of the home, do you have a particular device and it's subject to interpretations? And
yeah. That's a common thing that people ask me about. I use various instruments, okay? There are meters, there are instruments, there are devices, and some things are just gadgets, okay? Every site I go to, before I go out there, I interview the client or patient, find out what their concerns are, what are their observations, and then I bring various instruments with me. There's just no one meter or instrument that's going to do the whole project for you. So what I do is I go on site, I make the observations as to what is there, and I use the proper instruments for measuring. You can go on the internet and spend $15 for a meter or $1,500 a meter, and you're going to get kind of like the same results, same numbers, same mixed numbers. But unfortunately, there's a whole market of meters these days that they don't work right. They just don't work right. They're not used properly. They're not in the right settings. They give you much misinformation. And they're, believe it or not, they're just not really designed to accurately and precisely measure what's going on.
I get,
you know, in the last, up until about 3 years ago, I was just about the only person that was really doing this, that had any qualifications. And I'm starting to see clients and patients are calling me, oh, I got this report, and, you know, I'm still having this effect. I look at it, and this is materially erroneous and defective. This is not what it is. And then they want me to follow up, and then I find out where there is a problem, there was no problem. And where they say there isn't a problem, they had serious fields that were affecting their health, because it's first and foremost about your health.
Yes, absolutely.
Sure, that's from the real estate perspective, I think that's the main reason why we've had clients or potential clients back away from a particular home, because of the perception. They said there was one I can think of in East Brunswick where it was a beautiful house, 4,000 square feet, yet the backyard had the high tension wires running right through it. And I've had, you know, the lady just basically, one woman in particular said, you know what, I love the house, I love the layout, but not, I just, this is a deal breaker, the high tension wires.
Well, it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. I'm on my way down here. I came down Route 206 through PPAC Gladstone area. Mm-hmm. I reflected a couple of years ago. I was called by a medical doctor from Manhattan. He says, look, I want to buy this house. It was originally on the market. It was built in 2004 for like $1.8 million. The sellers could not sell this for like even $700,000. Now it's on the drop down to $700,000. Medical doctor, recognizing my background and my understanding, said, come out here, take a look at this for me and let me know what you think. I went there. It was absolutely no problem.
Now, when you say no problem, you mean the reading was basically like background, would it be in my, whether the high tension wire was there or not, it was basically like almost like background levels that you would get anywhere from most homes.
To some extent, that is true. Okay. Yeah. But so he went and he purchased a home for like $700,000. Okay.
Wow.
I had another case in Bergen County. This house was completely rebuilt. It was in the Saddle River area, okay? And they had a tower in the backyard. They could not sell this property. And I had this young couple call me, say, we love this house. You know, let me know. Can you come over and take a look at this? And then I went over there. Absolutely no problem. They picked this up for like a third of the price.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, so you can't go by mm-hmm. what you see. And the other thing you have to be mindful of, too, is it's not always the EMF, low frequency, high voltage. We're seeing a lot of the 2, 3, 4, 5G, mm-hmm. which is your microwave, your cellular communications. That is something people also call me about. Yeah. And the instruments you use for that are completely different. The methodology mm-hmm. For the testing is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there have been cases where it's been not acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, in a case like that where it's unacceptable, what can the poor homeowner do that might call you in just for their own health knowledge and you tell them I've got bad news. The mm-hmm. the levels are higher than what's acceptable, quote unquote. Is there anything they can do in terms of shielding themselves in the house or from, let's pretend it was from the outside high tension wires? Okay.
First, it depends on the circumstances. Are you buying this house? Do you already live
here? Let's say they already live in the house.
If they already live in the house, a full assessment has to be performed, and depending on what the findings and what the levels are. I will tell you, most of the things that they sell on the internet, the Faraday cages and the shielding and this Graham Setzer dirty electricity filter, mm-hmm. they charge hundreds of dollars for some of these things. They got $5 worth of parts, and they're basically simply capacitors, resistors, thrown in a little box, okay? Mm-hmm. They do almost nothing of meaningful value. They reduce signals, okay, interfere with signals, but depending on where the signal is coming from, it may be coming from around you. It's just that it depends. If you've got issues, well, I've had cases where, based upon my expert report, when there was high voltage, strong fields, the power companies purchased the homes. Because they're not trying to make they don't want a mm-hmm. big issue out of this. They don't want to alarm the public. And I'm not into selling fear. People are selling fear these days. Mm-hmm. Overall, I will tell you, you don't need to be fearful. Mm-hmm. But if you do have a concern, a valid concern,
test it out, and then if there is a problem, then contact the power company, and mm-hmm. and perhaps they'll either do something, maybe reduce the electricity or the voltage, or that's
very good topic. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Calling all buyers looking for a great commercial opportunity. Check out this 4,000 square foot home with permitted medical use, located on a main thoroughfare in East Brunswick with ample parking in the front and rear. The seller is willing to fund the buyer's township application to expand and modify the approval base on buyer's desired end use. For more information on this property, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. 908-337-9448. Attention to developers and contractors. Over 3 acres of land located at the heart of East Brunswick is up for sale. Great location and lots of potential. For further details, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jay Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to our show. We're here with Joseph Dumanoff, who's a renowned expert in the EMFs. We've been talking about all the misperceptions and the testing devices that you use to measure EMFs. So let's turn to safety guidelines established by the federal and state of New Jersey for this. If there's, are there any?
When you work in the industry, in the electronics, electrical, communications industry, there are standards. There are safety standards. Mm-hmm. They're well established. Okay, those standards are within the working environment. Regarding the field levels for industry, it is installation dependent. It depends on the type of installation, the type of voltages, mm-hmm. The frequencies, and there are boundaries for these fields, okay? And they're established in the industry.
Right. I think, Joe, let me paraphrase the question. I think what I meant is from a homeowner's perspective, for a house in particular, in relation to a cell tower or a high tension wire, are there certain standards that the federal and state have established for what the acceptable readings are, regardless of the proximity? If I go out my back door and I take one of the meters, or I get higher U, and you say, oh, the reading is 10, and is there some type of standard in those particular situations?
To a great extent, yes. If you look at the FCC standards, mm-hmm. okay, and the power industry standards, they're set regionally, locally, by the state generally, mm-hmm. okay? They will tell you this installation is going to have this level of fields. This installation is going to have this level of fields, and that's well that is established. Mm-hmm. But the numbers will fluctuate, and generally the fields are going to be much lower than what the standards are set as. Mm-hmm. You're going to find that it's mostly very, very safe.
They have a safety factor mm-hmm. built
yes,
in.
It's whether... built right in. It's built right in, and ultimately. You know, you might want to ask what are the clinical levels that are of interest? And that's yep. ultimately, mm-hmm. okay, that's where it gets very tricky and complicated. Yeah. And when I do my studies, mm-hmm. I look at the fields and I take numerous things into consideration, the structure, the location, the mm-hmm. frequency, the amplitude of the signal, proximity to the source, mm-hmm. and I write a report and I give the clients guidance. It's like a clinical medical diagnostic.
Yeah,
because yeah,
mm-hmm.
these are clinically medically based studies. It's not about meter reading.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Because a meter, I have a saying: a meter in your hand is like a scalpel in your hand. In your hand, it's just a butter knife, but in a professional surgeon, mm-hmm. it's a professional instrument, and it's used in a very special way.
Absolutely.
You know, they talk about the word testing. Oh, we're doing EMF testing. It's laughable. They call it testing. Because what are you actually testing? What does the word testing mean to anybody? What
yeah.
does it mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's it
right.
based upon?
Yeah.
Okay. As a medical scientist, it's based upon a clinical hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I test for health purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, given my legal background, I understand what the law is, how it applies.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the technology involved. So when there is an issue, when I write a report, it goes to the power utility companies. I get their attention. I've already testified in the courts against some of the largest communications companies
mm-hmm.
and power companies
mm-hmm.
To depositions.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me they settled it right away because they saw my credentials.
Mm-hmm.
They said,
absolutely.
We're not going to argue with you.
Right. And you said in most of the cases, there is no problem. What percentage of the cases, like in New Jersey, would you say in general that there is a problem where it's either
probably
marginal?
Hard to
it's
say.
It's probably hard
it's
to say.
It's case by case, case, year by year.
I do have answers.
Area by area, maybe
yeah.
by...
Let me tell you. Overall, the industry, communications, power industry does an excellent job.
Uh-huh.
The thing is this, when people call me, mm-hmm. they've already made an observation.
Mm-hmm.
So the percentages vary right away. When it comes to me doing these studies and surveys, mm-hmm. about 20% of the properties are of interest or concern.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whether or not the buyers move forward is based upon my consultation with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have had clients that purchased homes that were in areas that I might have suggested not to, but they mm-hmm. did so anyway. There's some very unusual circumstances. Some yes. circumstances, people will buy it because they don't care. They don't worry about it as long as it's not yeah. over there. They have already fixed ideas about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In our case, yeah. when we met, there was the other way because one of the buyers raised a concern and the seller was very worried because they lived a beautiful home. They love it. We had a multiple bid. The seller don't have to do anything because we will sell, but the owner couldn't sleep. And she actually Googled it and then found multiple people and found you. And then that's why you did the report. It was perfectly safe. But in the meantime, another buyer already went forward. I mean, we did give the report to the concerned party. You know, the buyer have a question. But by the time you have a report, by the time you give it to them, by the time they bid, and the house already under contract with the other buyers. So, and too bad, you know, that buyer love the house, have the concern and lose it. But in that case, the house was safe. There was no issue at all. So sometimes, you know, it's a really, you know.
And there might be some people that regardless won't buy a house, even if they have a report, because they don't want to be stuck in the situation 10, 15, 20 years later when they go to sell the house and trying to prove to their buyer that it's safe. Because just some people have such a misperception that no matter what data you show them, they're just going to stay away from it.
But I think most buyer can. I mean, I have to say most buyer would be satisfied because these days, I mean, the buyer I see is very informed, you know, very informative. I mean, they trust the signs and they have a report. And it's not from the report from Jay Mueller, not good at signs. Right. It's from the expert, right?
That's different. Well, that's
you know?
Why it's important. You have to consult somebody who knows mm-hmm. how to do the testing in the right location. Otherwise, any Joe Smo could take a meter and just hold it and just see that the levels are decreasing as you work further away from the source, but you have to have the right
professional. This is the key, yeah. I guess.
Let me share. This is very important for you as professionals, agents, yes. and executives and corporations. This is very, very critical. What's been happening is in the last few years, my website has been uh-huh. mirrored, and there are people that get themselves a certificate overnight, uh-huh. and they've been terrorizing people. I got called by one major corporation in Delaware. Uh-huh. This EMF meter consultant went there. Terrorized everybody in the office saying, oh, it's just this. Human resources, their executives mm-hmm. called me. It was absolutely no problem.
Yep.
But in the course of investigating the property, I found an area of it was a distribution center mm-hmm. where it was elevated, okay? And I made instant suggestions and it was easily corrected. Mm-hmm. Real estate agents, make sure you don't damage your reputation by using amateurs.
Yes, that's okay? Absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. I have gotten, unfortunately, I've gotten involved in legal cases where mm-hmm. They use amateurs mm-hmm. that said this property was bad and there's a problem, and it turned out not to be. They mm-hmm. couldn't sell it. And I've had other cases where I wasn't even involved until after the fact that these houses were inspected, these properties were inspected. It was no problem, and they said there was a tremendous problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And it's just terrible. And then I have had cases where they said, these things wind up in litigation.
Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes what they do is they blame the agent. They blame the agent for not pointing this out to them.
Yeah.
Here's a scenario, mm-hmm. a very common scenario for agents and buyers. They typically, the buying process starts in the spring. Everybody wants to look, they start shopping, and then they see the property. I love this property. And now around the property is all these trees.
Trees, right. Yes.
That's come, yeah. Right.
And they don't
yes.
see the towers.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they close, mm-hmm. okay? Leaves fall down, then they see the tower, and now they're in a shock.
Yeah.
And they said, why didn't the agent point this out? Why didn't the seller? Hey, it's not their fault. So if you ever see a property that has that, just walk the buyers around. Let's examine the property, see what you think of it, okay? You don't have to flag, hey, there's a big pole here. And you don't need to do that. Yeah.
Okay. So then they call you in a panic, and basically they're praying that the results are going to be satisfactory, right?
Because they already purchased.
Yeah, and hopefully that case it worked out for them. But
I would suggest that any buyers and agent, when you have a property, just Google map it. Mm-hmm. And you can see actually what's there. When I used to represent a buyer, first thing I put the address in the Google map and look. So sometimes, as you said, there is something behind, right? Mm-hmm. And you hardly to see it. But before you go and tell your buyer, because a lot of buyers come far, far, and then they have work. Schedule and the children. So you don't want to waste their time either. As a professional, absolutely it's our job. If we see it, we say, hey, there's a cell tower. It's pretty close. This is the photo we got from a Google map. And if the buyer says, yeah, I want to see it, that's great. But you don't want them to come here and say, I remember a long, long time ago when I wasn't an agent, my husband and I was looking for a house. And when we drive, a lot two blocks before the house saw the high tension wire.
Right.
We had a baby in the car.
Right.
Immediately, my husband said, I don't want to go. So I had to call the agent and say, I'm sorry, I want to cancel. The agent, what do you mean to cancel? I'm already here. I said, I know, I'm two blocks away from that. My husband didn't realize it was the high tension wire just in the backyard. But that time, there was no Google. I mean, we didn't know there was a Google map. Otherwise, we would do it. But that's something, as an agent, it is our duty to alert our client. Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we have other more questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the interesting homeowner cases that you've investigated in recent times in New Jersey. And
New York, Manhattan.
Manhattan can be an issue, too, even though we're focused on New Jersey. But Manhattan, I've heard a lot of crazy situations arise from
Manhattan and the city, urban areas, the EMF is completely different than suburban and rural.
Uh-huh.
Completely different because you have a higher density of population. Mm-hmm. There is more electricity running through those areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The methodology testing is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You've got intertanglement of various fields,
mm-hmm.
and it gets and there's many misconceptions mm-hmm. about how that is done.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to have you come back because we're out
it's
of
so
time.
Interesting.
But Joe, if anybody wants to get in touch with you for a consultation, what's the best way they can reach out to you?
They can call me at 973-726-9559. And even better, you can email me at emfmedicalexpert@gmail.com. Also, I have a new website called electraemftechnical.com. It's more mobile friendly. I've been doing this for 20 years. I have older desktop sites.
Thank you so much for coming on, and we're out of time, so we'll see everyone next week.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com. Or call 732-898-2266.